Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The lowly Rawabila rulers, politicians, and military commanders are devoid of resolve, chivalry, and manliness. On January 31st, 2024, General Sayyid Asim Munir, NIM, Chief of Army Staff, COAS, presided over the 262nd Corps Commanders Conference, CCC, held at General Headquarters, GHQ, as reported by the media wing of the Army. In its press release, number PR26-2024-ISPR, it reported that, quote, the forum reiterated unequivocal support for Palestine and the people of Gaza, while noting the extremely negative fallout of the conflict and the potential to spill over in the wider region. The immediate need for a permanent ceasefire and enduring solution to the Palestinian question was unanimously recognized. In the same vein, Pakistan's resolve to support the people of IAOJK, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, for their right of self-determination was reiterated. Pakistan would continue to morally, politically, and diplomatically support Kashmir brothers and sisters till justice is served in accordance with relevant UNSC resolutions, end quote. In the same context, and in stark contrast, the Muslims of Pakistan are vehemently rejecting the, quote, Israeli bombing and siege imposed on the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, while demanding that the Pakistan army mobilize in support of Gaza. The military conference was held after 4 months of the Jews' continuous bombing of the Gaza Strip, the most densely populated region in the world. It was held while the Jews shower it with various American weapons and ammunition, with the mobilization of missile launchers, planes, and warships. The war has left tens of thousands of martyrs and many more times that number of wounded. It has led the displacement of most of the people of Gaza into the open skies. The Jews have spread out on the ground and are filling the sky with warplanes. The conference military was held after the voices of the bereaved have become hoarse through calling upon the leaders and armies, until they fell silent. Yet after all of this, the military leadership of the sixth largest army in the world are still insisting on their humiliating stance. They are neither being victorious nor even seeking victory. They are emphasizing their neglect and their alignment with the Zionist enemy and its backers by repeatedly promoting the American conspiracy called the two-state solution. They are truly devoid of any principles, any chivalry, or anything of the resolve of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min imri'in yakhdhalu musliman fi mawtinin yuntaqasu fihi min 'ardihi wa yumtahaku fihi min hurmatihi illa khadhalahu Allah fi mawtinin yuhibbu fihi nusratuhu wa ma min ahadin yansuru musliman fi mawtinin yuntaqasu fihi min 'ardihi wa yumtahaku fihi min hurmatihi illa nasarahu Allah fi mawtinin yuhibbu fihi nusratuhu." Any Muslim who abandons a Muslim who is confronted with a situation wherein his honor is being violated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will abandon him in a situation when he will be in need of his help. Any Muslim who will come to the support of a Muslim in a situation wherein his honor is being violated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him in a situation when he will be in need of his help. At-Tabarani. These military commanders and politicians do not have it in them to represent the best of Ummah brought forward for humanity. They are devoid of the competence need to confront the monstrous Jewish entity, which on 7 October proved beyond any shadow of a doubt its own fragility, confirming that it is only a paper tiger. Indeed, these commanders are lowly Rawabila rulers who cannot understand that the Ummah has sufficient power to overwhelm Jews and those who supported them in their occupation. They cannot see solutions on the horizon beyond those presented by their colonialist masters. This is even after it has been proven to every sane person that the colonialists are the enemy itself. It has been proven with certainty that the United States, along with the international institutions, the United Nations, its Security Council, and the International Court of Justice, which is presided over by an American judge, Joan E. Donahue, are all institutions that are biased towards Kufr and its people, including the Jews. They have not supported any Islamic cause since their establishment. However, the rulers insist on continuing to appeal to them, not out of their hope that these institutions will bring triumph for Muslims in their causes, but instead to mislead the people and absolve themselves of their responsibility. Also, these military commanders do not even consider themselves competent to truly lead any army that will emerge victorious in securing the sanctities of Islam and Muslims. They know well their ability to do so, because it is not the purpose for which they were appointed. They are agents of the West, appointed to implement its orders, projects, and conspiracies against Islam and Muslims. They have no authority or decision-making capacity regarding matters that deviate from the dictates of the West. And this purpose, they cannot ever benefit or save the Islamic Ummah. O sincere soldiers and officers of the Pakistani Armed Forces, do you not have hearts with which you understand, eyes with which you see, and ears with which you hear? Do you not see the rivers of blood flowing from the Muslims in Gaza? Do you not see the spread of massacres to villages, cities, and highways? Do you not see the demolition of homes, the bombing of hospitals, and the prevention of ambulances from transporting the wounded, or even abandoning them until they are martyred? Do you not see that the brutality of the monstrous Jewish entity has inflicted upon humans, stones, and trees? Jewish tyranny has extended to Gaza and the West Bank, and even to Palestine occupied in 1948. So what are you waiting for? You undoubtedly see and hear all this is going on, and all that is happening. Is there not among you a rational man who leads the Muslim soldiers and supports Islam and the Muslims by eliminating the Jewish entity occupying Palestine and returning all of Palestine to the abodes of Islam? If the tyrants of rulers were to object to him, he will drive them away from behind. Whoever waits for the order of the rulers is just like the one who stretches out their hands to water, asking it to reach their mouths, but it can never do so. Moreover, more than that, he is like the one who waits for the camel to enter the eye of the needle. The rulers are following the orders of the Kafir colonialist countries that established the Jewish state and surrendered the blessed land of Palestine to it. There is no hope of good for them. There is no hope of jihad for them. You must give Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. You must pledge the Bay'ah, allegiance, to the Khalifa, who will lead you to achieve victory over the Jews and those who are allied to them, so that one of the two good deeds, victory or martyrdom, may be recorded for you. Is there not a rational man among you who leads the army of Pakistan, such that the rest of the armies follow him, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the ummah following them, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon victory? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati ad-dunya wa yawma yaqumul ashhad. We certainly help our messengers and the believers, both in this worldly life and on the day the witnesses will stand forth for testimony. Surah Al-Ghafir 51. Enough is enough, O soldiers. There is no excuse left for the one seeking excuses. There is no argument for the one who argues. Even your rage and anger against your enemy will not intercede for you. If you do not take action, instead you must do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Wise, has commanded you to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands. Put them to shame. Help you overcome them and soothe the hearts of the believers. At-Tawbah 14. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.